send angels, angel songs, page 93, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair will bow down with care. God gave His Son to win His erring child. He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, what a love! God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels song, when hoary times shall pass away and earthly throne and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountain calls, all measureless and strong. The saints and angels, angel song. Let's all stand. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong.
Amen. I tell you, that love, it reaches to the highest mountain, to the lowest valley. We wouldn't know how to love if it wasn't for our love, the love that God gave us this morning. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you come expecting to hear from the Lord this morning and that He's here to meet every need. We have quite a few out and traveling and some of the ministers, but we're here to accept what God has for us. Amen. So we're going to ask Brother Terrence come as we sing this chorus once more. And if you just have a need up on your heart, take it to the Lord this morning in prayer. That's what that blood cross is still standing there for us to meet him at the foot of the cross forever need. Amen. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forever endure. It shall
see one with us. Like Brother Joe said, we got a lot of people traveling. Remember them as they travel. Wade Nim's traveling. Brother Bob, Brother Louise. I'm sure there's other ones. Just be with them and bless them. A few requests. We thank the Lord for taking care of Brother Anderson. He got out and back, so we thank the Lord for taking care of his trip out. So he's back today. Also, Brother Dick, they just texted and said he's going this morning to get blood. You know, he's still having that problem. And there, he's got an appointment next week to try to find out where that blood's going. So remember Brother Dick this morning and just help him find out and just take that away where he's not losing blood. Just make sure of that. Brother Rhino says the heart doctor said my dad's heart was normal. So he said thank the Lord for that. So we thank the Lord for taking care of Brother Rhino's dad. Brother Donnie gave me one that says his little dog Mickey is having some problems this morning. So he can't stand up. So remember the little dog. You know how Donnie and Susan are with their dogs. You know, they're important. They're more important than their kids. But no, I'm just kidding with you. That's fine. But just remember that. And I think Frida and
Sister Barbara are right here.
Yeah.
I'd also like to say one other thing. Wednesday night, we asked prayer for a boy that was hit on a motorcycle by a car, bleeding internally, had all kind of problems, couldn't even move. He walked out of that Thursday, come home.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We thank the Lord for that. Just remember that. But like I said, just remember the ones.
I think about my daughter. She went to Seattle. I was against it. I was good.
Right. Amen.
Thank you. Just remember
that also as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning, Lord. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling. We have mentioned many people are traveling and preaching. Wade's preaching and Brother Bob and Brother Louise are out ministering also, Lord. So be with them and bless them. Bless them as they have to travel back also, Lord. There may be other ones that are traveling. We thank you for taking care of Brother Anderson while he was out, Lord. Bringing him back, Lord. And all the ones that the testimonies we've heard this morning of people that you've touched, Lord, and all has been well in those situations. Just be with them. Lord, there's other people, Lord. Remember Brother Dick this morning, Brother Al and Brother Darty and Brother Collie and Sister Jean and Sister Johnny, Lord. Just come down and bless those, Lord, this morning. Be with us. Rest of the service. Give Dad strength, Lord, that we'll listen to what's being said this morning. Forgive us for all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Only believe, for all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe he is here. Oh, hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. Oh, he is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out. He is here. You can touch Him. You will never be. Just invite Him in. Oh, He is here. Yes, hallelujah. He is here. Amen. And He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless His name again. And He is here. So listen closely. Hear Him call. He's calling your name. Oh, He is here. You can touch Him. You will never. Let's just lift our hands and praise Him. Oh, yes, He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless His name again. And He is here. Listen closely. Hear Him calling out your name. He is here, and you can touch Him. You will never be the same. Amen. Scripture says the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. Amen. Amen. Brother David, would you come this morning and lift up the tithes and offering? Amen. Let's turn to page 24 in the Spiral Songbook this morning. Are you living by the faith of Jesus Christ this morning? It's what every believer is living by. Remember, Brother Branham said, you didn't have faith. God gave you His faith. Amen. I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. From a harm saved, shelter in arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, we're never alarmed. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. From a harm safe, in shelter, in arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. I know that He safely will carry me through. No matter what evil betides, why should I then care though the tempest may blow? If Jesus walks close to my side, oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confined in His great love. From a harm safe in shelter in arms, I'm living by faith in Him. Amen. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Let's all stand. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Trust and confide in His great love. Hallelujah. And from all harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. Amen. What an assurance to live by that faith. Let's sing that once more as Brother Colley comes for the responsive reading this morning. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Oh, I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. From a harm safe in a shelter in I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. God bless you and bless us all together. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 16. I get up this morning, I'm always late, seemingly. I'm rushing and get outside, get down to meet Brother Durbin to get out the truck. I done left my cane at home. But I thought, well, the pain was gone far enough away that I could walk without it. So just thank God. Amen. So just pray that as I walk today, I won't need it.
Right, man. Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are ever grateful and thankful for Your love and kindness, for Your mercies, Lord, for all that You give unto us. Father, we are thankful for it, and ask that You just guide us and strengthen us. Father, as we read these scriptures this morning, Father, let them be a blessing to each heart that hears and reads them. God, we ask You to bless those in the Sunday school classes, Father, and touch them in a special way. Father, they may grow and be strengthened from the words that they hear and understand. Yes. We ask You to bless Brother Dale in a special way, Father. Touch his body, his spirit, on his mind, that which You have given him, Lord, He can give it unto us and we can receive it. And we ask Your blessing to be with us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust.
O my soul, Thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my God, my goodness extendeth not to Thee.
But to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight.
Their sorrows shall be multiplied,
that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips.
The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my life.
The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage.
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My friends also instruct me in the night season.
I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption.
Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pledges evermore. God bless you. Be seated.
Amen. In thine presence is the fullness of joy. There's many things that can give you temporary joy in this world, but it's only in the presence of the Lord that we have the full joy. I appreciate that testimony, Brother Colley. It reminds me of what Brother Bram was talking about, Enoch. He kept on walking with the Lord one day, and he looked back and said he was closer to home and just kept walking by faith up into translation. Amen. We have to walk by. It's the same ingredients, same material we walk by, the same faith. Let's turn to page 26. Actually, it's the song right next to the Living by Faith. Amen. Are you dwelling in that city this morning? Amen.
On top of Mount Zion is a city, and the earth with glory it doeth fill. Oh, I shall look on its beauty in the morning when I reach that city on the hill. Oh, that city of Mount Zion, though a pilgrim, yet I love it still. I'll not leave thee through the ages when I
tell you, we're dwelling in that city spiritually right now. Amen. That city is that revealed word, Christ himself. Let's change the order of the service as our brother comes out this morning. I tell you, we're sitting in heavenly places according to what the Bible says. And if you have any needs this morning, he's here to meet them for you. Amen. We have the promises of God we can lay hold to by faith. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, for I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Jesus, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like turning your scriptures, turn to Matthew 16 and 2 Peter 2. Now remember that the fellowship meeting will be at Brother Homer Longoria's this coming Saturday. So if you want to make plans to go, whatever. I think we're already full as far as the car, but we'll try to help you with whatever we can. And to do, but remember that this coming Saturday, I think Brother Dutch Scott's going to be ministering for the services there. All right. Remember now, Wade is over preaching for Brother Tim Humes this morning. So remember them as they'll be traveling back home. Brother Bob and Brother Luis is still down, I guess, in Florida and ministering there. So remember them and, the Lord would bring them back safe. And everything else, all right? Any other announcements? That's... Yeah. Okay. Matthew 16 and 2 Peter 2. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and your grace, Lord, and your love unto each and every one of us. And we just ask you now that you'd be with us today and that you'd come among us in a mighty way and open our eyes to thine understanding. Because, Lord, that's what we need more than anything in the world, is for your word to be revealed to our hearts and lives. And, Father, only through that can we have any thoughts of anything after this life, is to be able to understand in this life what you've done for us and made, Lord, to take place. And we just ask you to bless, remember Wade and June, them traveling back, remember Brother Bob and Brother Luis and the families and things traveling back today. And just bless each and every one. Remember the sick among us. You promised it. You said you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. So we thank you for it. We just ask you to have your way with each one of us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 16. We'll begin with verse 15 through 18. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Remember back up before, they're coming through and asking That's the Son of Man. Who is it? And all. He said, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Let's go over to 2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Now, how does it come? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, we've spent some time in trying to get everything right in order to say what we want to about the stature of a perfect man. But I hope that you'll understand one thing. I want to drive this into your thinking to remember that the stature of a perfect man is what it is. It's the stature. It's the growth of a Christian. It's what, you know, you are born again by faith in God, and then it keeps unfolding and keeps unfolding and unfolding until it comes forth to bring forth these virtues into the life of a Christian to make us what God wants us to be. All right. Now, then we'll get back to these things on it, but I want you to think on one thing right here to start with. To me now, I have to look at things and follow it the way the prophet has brought it. And he said, in the stature of a perfect man, he says, now, you're adding these things. We'll get back and review it, but I want this thought in your mind. Now, if you're adding these things one to the other, as we will go forth and, you know, speak on the things, all right, just remember, the prophet said, now, it's not that, a woman receives a seed and she has a baby and said it's formed in her womb, but said it's not, the cell of a dog and the cell of a cat and the cell of a, you know, an animal. It's the one cell multiplied, you know, and made forth. All right. The stature of a perfect man then. Now, I want this into your mind. So sink it deep and think on it. That these virtues are all the same material. Amen. Right? Amen. It's not this material no more than it would be the material of a dog and a cat or, to bring forth into a body. It's all the same material because it will not vulcanize unless it is the same material. Now, you remember that from the stature of a perfect man? I've asked you to read it. And if you will, go on and read Blasphemous Names, which was about 3 or 4 months later, and you'll see a lot of things in there that will go together and help us to understand. But Follow that point now, and we'll then you'll see what we're driving so hard at. It's not the material of a horse and a cow makes a dog. We got enough sense to know that's not true.
Amen.
All right? Now, so in the body of Christ, it's word upon word is what builds the body of Christ.
Amen.
And if we're talking about the stature of a perfect man, then it'll be word added to word.
Yes.
It's the same material.
Amen.
See, that's why when we get to the point of seeing how that we get these virtues, that will be a very valuable point to remember that each one of these virtues is the same material. It's the Holy Ghost working in us to bring forth His divine nature and bring it to a position. So don't lose that now as we go along. And we talk about something and we try to nail it down about faith. We've been on that for quite a while. Just remember, faith is a revelation. All right? So the stature of perfect man is going to have to be built on revelation. That's why we read in Matthew where it says the gates of hell shall not prevail against this. What? The body of Christ is built by the opening of the Word. All right? Now, in being the opening of the Word, see, as it opens, it's word upon word, word upon word, until we come to the full stature of Jesus Christ, full growth. All right? So now whatever we talk about, whatever you see faith to be, you know, if you can get that point to understand what faith really is, then it'll be easy to be able to say, add virtue, because it's the same material.
Amen. Right.
All right? It's not a different material. It's the same material added to it, virtue, then knowledge will be the same material. Temperance, patience, godliness. It'll all be the same material.
Amen.
Okay? So you're not having to try to figure out what it, so if you just ever find out what faith really is,
right,
and get that in your understanding, then you'll see what these virtues really are.
Right.
It's just adding faith to faith to faith to faith, or
right,
revelation to revelation, right? Opening of God's Word to each one of us. Now, all right, you got that point? Hold that in mind, that remember, we're talking about these virtues, whether it's faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. It's all the same material because it has to be vulcanized together. And it has to be the same material to do that. You can't, as the prophet said, you can't vulcanize iron or metal to rubber. He said, that won't work. Well, then let's don't try to say, well, we got the new birth here, but we get up here. Like I've told you, it was taught many years ago and still being taught, especially in the foreign fields, about that you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost until you get up to where it says headstone. Well, what is your base material then? I'm asking you that question. If you're saying that's where it's got to be, and you got to have this, that, then what is your base material?
Right.
What is your foundation?
That's right.
Right? What is your foundation? And the foundation of all Christianity is faith in the Word of God.
Amen.
Right? See, then it's very simple if we follow it correctly. If not, then we'll try to make this to be one thing, and this is something else over here. Well, we need virtue, so we'll have virtue. All you need is just to do what the prophet said. What did he say about the thing that we need to do more than anything? Pray. Read your Bible. Right? All right? Pray. Read your Bible. Okay, in the stature of a perfect man, we'll mention it as we're going along. He says, if you get this lined up and correct, he said it'll be automatically added.
Amen.
Now, I tried to explain this years ago and listen to the point. There's a difference between automatically adding and adding automatically. You know, all right, think with me now. There's a difference between something, if it's something that's within us and working, and then it will be that, just the more of that one over the other, and you'll see what I'm talking about, that it will be automatically added. Why? Because it's the same material. But don't say it's going to be added automatically. Well, I don't have to worry about nothing because it's going to be added automatically. It's going to be added automatically. All I need to do is get born again. Well, that's a good start. But now what are you going to do from there on? You know, is not that where the prophet said the Pentecostals cabbage down upon the point that they believe they got it at faith? And stood on that. Right? Is not basically all of your religious believing based upon just one point or thought? You know, where you say Baptist, well, I say, well, we believe. Methodist, well, we shouted a little bit. You try to make it different things when it's the same point. That's the point now I want you to stay with me on and keep that in your mind. Okay? All right? So now the prophet says, Patmos vision, I can go ahead and pull up number one if you want to, that you cannot be saved without a revelation. Okay? Now, are we going to believe him or what we think or what somebody else thinks? We could at least depend upon that point. All right. Well, Brother Dale, I didn't get no revelation when I got born again. Sorry. Maybe you didn't get born again. Well, you're hurting my feelings. You're saying I'm not saved. If you're not saved, then you need your feelings hurt to where you'll do something about it. Amen. Right?
Amen.
Well, I've always depended on, and well, that's what, see, each church you go, as the prophet said, you go to each church and ask them, what does it mean to be saved? He said, they'll each one give you a different form or thoughts. But remember, there's a difference between a revelation. A revelation is a substance. There's a difference between that than what you go through. See, the shouting, the crying, everybody thinks, see, well, Brother Dale's against these things. I believe in more emotional situations than any of you in this building. I've always told you that. I may not act like it, but I don't have to put nothing on. I am the same. You know, all right? Because I believe it. But are we going to believe what he says now, or are we going to take what we say? Yeah, but Brother Dale, I didn't get no revelation. All I done was shouted. Well, I didn't get no revelation. All I done was cried. See, you're talking about the manifestation of something, not the very product itself. There's nobody against any emotional situation. I've got a couple in here just that I brought for that purpose. The brother Brown said a dead baby, a dead still baby. He says there's no life.
Right.
So what did he say you do? You take the baby and you spank it and it comes alive. Right? Why? Because it needs that shock. All right? But he said a dead baby is just a dead baby. He said that's what we've done. We've belittled, he said, the new birth. We've made it to be something that it's not. You say, I spoke in tongues. All right. Praise God. But that's not the birth. See? The birth is a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Huh? Wait till in just a minute when we read one where the prophet says a new birth is a mystery. Oh. All right, so let's read. While we're talking on Revelation, this is from the Patmos vision. We've read this over and over and over and over, but we'll keep reading it over and over and over, okay? Ask him to give you a revelation of this. All right. For it can only be known by revelation, and you can only be saved by revelation. But I didn't get no revelation, Brother Dale. That's why I believe the new birth the way I do. It can be an instantaneous point, as we've tried to explain to you. The house of Cornelius, when they heard the word, the Holy Ghost fell on them. The 3,000 there at Pentecost, when they heard the word, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Right? But the disciples was 3.5 years before they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That don't mean anything to you. It's only to me as trying to explain to one person it may be a quick instantaneous point. I believe in those things. But to another one sitting beside of you, it may be a long process. I've told you my experience. I was 2 years in this message before I'd confessed the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, you come in the message, didn't you? I've been told that by preachers. Well, you come in the message, didn't you? You believe the message? I said, yeah, I believe it a whole lot more than you think. I said, I've read and studied this message more than you ever even thought about reading it. But I said, that's not the new birth. That's an after effect. The baby cries after its birth, right? The shock. Well, the way you teach the new birth, Brother Dale, my kids can't understand that. Well, what's the problem? Have you ever tried to explain it to them? Come on. Have you ever tried to explain to your children how they need to, what salvation really is? Now I'm going to make you that much madder. The reason you don't try to explain to your children what the new birth is because you don't know what it is. You're making it something that it's not. You're making it, speaking in tongues, shouting, crying, doing this, that, or the other. Instead of making it what your prophet just said. You can only be saved by revelation. Huh? Upon this rock, Matthew, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. The church is built on a revelation. A revelation of what? Now, come on, it's built on the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right. Amen.
Is that the way the prophet explains it? He says, now, the one group says it's built on Jesus. The other group says it's built on Peter. He said, but now let me stand there with and say neither one of that's right. He said it's built on the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right?
Right?
Amen.
So look what he's saying. You can only be saved by revelation. You say, well, I don't like the way, well, he's the one you claim to be the prophet. Are you going to believe what he says? Well, you're misinterpreted. Somebody get up and read this. I'll be glad to sit down. Is there any plainer than one thing? You can only be known by revelation, and you can only be saved by revelation. Now watch him. You have a knowledge of it intellectually, But you can't be saved until it's revealed to you. Now, that's what he said. I'm not trying to interpret that. I'm trying to read what he said. All right? Look, no man can call Jesus the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. Now, you know where we used the other week, 10 or so quotes from it. It can only be by the baptism of the Holy Ghost can you know that Jesus is the Christ. Right? Now, remember, anointed ones can be anointed. But what do they like? The anointing is the same. Come on. But what is the anointed ones, what are they missing? The revelation. They've got the Spirit. They've got the anointing. And we'll read one in a minute where the prophet said, you come and it's in the stature of perfect man. You're supposed to be reading the book. Where he says you come to a great experience of sanctification. He said, but that's not it. Well, I just don't understand because I've never had a revelation. Well, are you admitting that you're not saved? No, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I was right there when I got saved. Well, praise God. But are you going to deny what he says? Come on. No man can call Jesus the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible says. No man can say Jesus is the Christ until he has received the Holy Ghost. Right? He might say, the pastor says so, the Bible says so. Them are truths, the church says so. That is true. But you don't know it yourself until the Holy Ghost has revealed it to you and he's become in you. All right? Now, if you come to me today and you say, Brother Dale, I want to be saved. Would you pray for me to be saved? I'd say, well, let's sit down here and talk about this thing for a little bit. Are you wanting to be saved? Are you wanting to shout, speak in tongues, or what are you wanting to do? Well, I want an experience. All right. I believe in experiences. I believe in the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe every born-again believer that has ever been born again had its same experience. Now, there's what goes hard on the grain, isn't it? Yeah, but I remember the Lutheran done this, the Baptist done that. That's after effects. The new birth is the same, no matter what age or what time. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. But see, all you can remember is to the experience you had of the emotional situation. You don't think about what you really ought to think about. You realize being brought into this message, I'd rather think about that being my new birth than anything else I could experience. See, now I'm back on their side of it. I was saying, I believe the message, you know, so that means I got the Holy Ghost. Well, that's a good example. Because you can only believe it by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Other than that, you're make-believing. All right. Go ahead to number two and watch what he says. That was from the Patmos vision. This is from a paradox. 1963, 801. Now look, that virgin birth was a mystery to the people. Right? They couldn't understand it. Just like the new birth is today. The new birth is a mystery to the people. I thought a mystery was a previously hidden truth. I'm trying to paraphrase the wording of it, the prophet used. But it's a previously hidden truth that once it's made known to you, it's part of you.
Right.
A mystery. The new birth is a mystery. That's what he just said. Well, I didn't get no mystery. See, that's what it goes back to. I didn't get no revelation. Brother Branham, what is the new birth? We'll read it in just a second. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Yeah, but you're doing away with every experience that I've ever thought about. I'm not doing away with no experience. I'm putting experience in a great, wonderful place. A dead baby doesn't have an experience. You got to spank it to get the experience to take place, right?
Right.
A stillborn baby. I know the prophet's using that, and it's hard to understand because he uses the word stillborn or dead. And see, then he says it needs a spanking to bring it forth, shock it into life. So then it's not dead like we think. Well, it's just dead. Ain't nothing need to do nothing with it. It's dead. No. It just means in that situation, the breath of life has not entered the body. And it needs help. Right? Well, look what he says. The new birth is a mystery to the people. They can't understand it. They don't know what you mean. They have belittled it. Bringing it down, saying, well, just because you believe something. All right? So believing something is not the new birth. That's an after effect. Right? That's something that's happened because of your believing. Right? The devil believes the same thing and tremble. It isn't what you believe. It's what God has actually done.
Amen.
Now the new birth is something that God has done. It's a mystery. I don't understand how they, see, look back up here with this. I don't understand how there can be a virgin birth. I like the way the prophet explains things, don't you? He says it's a whole lot easier to understand the virgin birth than it is the natural birth. Right? Because the virgin birth, God created egg, germ, whatever, placed it in the womb, and there's the virgin birth. Nothing with mankind. All right? It's the virgin birth. All right? Then, it's so much easier to understand that than it is the natural birth, because in the natural birth, it's many eggs and many germs. And everything's got to be perfectly right to go and do it for it to come out right, right? See, then the new birth is an easy thing to understand. It's a whole lot more easier to understand than the natural birth.
Right?
God comes in and cleans out the vessel, cleans it, sanctifies it, and puts his own life in it. Now, how much more simple can the new birth be than that? Very simple, isn't it? But see, we don't want to take that. We want to lay on something that we've done or haven't done. Where did he say it? God has actually done. The new birth is what God has done. Right? The new birth is what God has done. He cleaned out the vessel. He comes and lives in the vessel. It's what he's done. Let's see. Go ahead to number three. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. You can bring it down. Looks Christ in you makes him the center of the life of the revelation. See, Christ's life in you makes him the center of the revelation. Christ in the Bible makes the Bible the complete revelation of Christ. Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing. See what God is trying to do? But we've been over this and we've been over this. But do you have the new birth? Well, I know I had a new birth because I didn't ask you what you've done. Because in the prophet's message, we can find the points where he says, none of that is the new birth. That's the after effects, just like a baby being born, then it cries. The crying is not the birth. The birth has took place. The crying is an after effect. So what is the new birth? Well, Brother Dan, my children, they just don't, because you've never explained to them what it is. Like I said, maybe you can't explain the new birth because maybe you've never had it. Well, is it something to me that I'm trying over and over, if I have to say the same thing 1,000 times, for you to finally catch on that the new birth is a revelation of Jesus Christ? And that what happened to you was the birth of the Word. Now then, back to where we started at. Same material. What's virtue? The birth of the Word. What's knowledge? The birth of the Word. Right? What is the new birth then? You'd say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Amen. Not you joined the church, you shook a hand, you done something different. Now that takes out everything you could do. When he says done something different, that takes out everything you can do. Shouting, crying, speaking in tongues, seeing visions, having dreams. And see, I've told you, you don't like my experience, I know. But I told you, I saw God when I was 11 years old, but I never counted that the new birth. You said, Brother Dale, what is your new birth? It's the birth of the Word. Because that's what the prophet said it is. That's what Jesus said it was. Unless you be born again. Unless you be born from above. Unless you be born from where I was born from. What is it? You've done something different. You said a creed. You promised to live by a code of rules. Uh-huh. Listen. But Christ, the Bible, he is the Word that was revealed to you. And no matter what anybody else says, what takes place, it's Christ, pastor, priest, whatever it might be, it's Christ in you. That is the revelation that the church was built upon. Now, are we back to the beginning? What was the church built upon? Come on. Upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell. What was it built? Not on Peter and not on Jesus. Right? on the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. It's the revelation the church has been built on. And the gates of hell can't prevail against that. It'll try because that's what the prophet said. See, there it's going to try it, but it can't prevail. Hey, what is the new birth? How much more simpler could you ask? Brother Branham, what is the new birth? This is revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Amen. Now what else? Well, now here's where we're at. Okay. Well, Brother Dale, what book do I need to read to get the revelation of Jesus Christ? I mean, is there any certain book, any certain thing that I could read to get the revelation of Jesus Christ? Yeah, there's a book called the Bible. And the Bible happens to be what? The Word of God. Well, read the Bible and pray. Is that what the prophet said? You want to get closer to God? Read your Bible and pray. Well, I just don't have time to read. I just don't. You're reading everything else. Don't start that stuff with me. You know where I stand and just forget that. You got time for everything else. But what is the new birth, Brother Branham? It's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. All right? Now, then what would be the thing that we need to consider more than anything? Is to read and study your Bible. You know what I'm talking about. Read, study the message, listen to tapes. But see, the human mind is so malfunctioned, I guess is the best word for something. A brother got offended at me one time, really got highly offended, because all I said was, I wish you'd read so-and-so. Just like I've said, I wish you'd read Stature of Perfect Man, you know. And I said, read or listen to a tape. He got offended at me. You know why? Because he couldn't read. He told me. He got offended and I said he ought to read when he couldn't read. Now what kind of carnality is that? I've got a little sense. If you can't read, you can't read. But what do you do in place of reading? You listen to tapes. I had said that, but the brother got highly offended at it. I had to apologize to him. For what? For saying I can't read. All he wanted was an excuse to be able to jump on to me. I gave him that excuse. I apologized. That took away his excuse. You apologize for telling the truth? I've apologized many a time for trying my best to help people. Like one brother said one time, he said to thank Brother Dale. He said, come and apologize to me for something he said to me. He said, when he was the one that dug me out of a hole. In other words, what I said to him dug him out of a hole, a pit that he was going into. He said, thank the man would come and apologize. I didn't apologize for trying to help him. No, that's wrong. Don't get on those. Well, you ought not apologize. I ain't going to apologize. You're not even knowing what I'm talking about. The Bible says, are we with me? The Bible says, if we think our brother hath fought against us. Amen. The prophet said, it don't mean he has a fault. He said, if you think he's got a fault, you need to go straighten it up. Well, I was right. I ain't apologizing. Don't worry about it. Because you're not thinking about what I'm saying at all. I thought we were supposed to be living for others. That's what I thought the whole part of Christianity. But listen. Go to number four and we'll... Oh, not worry. Now listen to what your prophet says. They can't understand how you can speak in tongues and this can be done. They can't understand it until that man is born again. Then when he's born again, then he's in line of fellowship. Because he's a new creation. The old suspicious, doubting character he was is dead. And he's a new creation. So you see, he don't have to add anything to his now because it'll automatically be added. It'll automatically be added. Not added automatically. Amen. Not to the point, well, it don't matter what I do or whatever, it's going to be given to me. I'm going to get that anyway, because it's automatic. Now, that ain't what he's saying.
That's right.
It's going to be automatically added if you get started right. That's right. And keep taking in what you're doing.
Right.
If the new birth is the birth of the Word, then what would be the rest of the stature of a perfect man?
Right.
Word added to word unto word until you come to the full stature.
Amen.
That's over here in the message in just a little while where the prophet says that. In visible union of the bride of Christ. Right? But look. Notice, you must be born again. And when you're born again, you can't be born again without having faith. That's right. So you see on my chart here, I've got the very foundation. Faith is the foundation of all of it. For without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Right.
Now, he started off the stature of a perfect man at faith. Now, watch when we pick that up this afternoon. Okay? Watch when we pick that point up this afternoon. Okay? But think with me now. The foundation is faith. Have faith. Let's see. That's 102. Roll it on up. You're either controlled by faith or doubt. You're possessed of one of the, that dominates your life. Look, but first it's got to be faith. Let me say, stay on that foundation for a while. Now, faith is what you must believe. Faith is what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's you already have it when you have faith, because it's revealed in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11. Faith. What is the first thing in the stature of a perfect man? We're going down through here because we're in here where the prophet said, have faith and be born again.
Right.
You can't be born again without faith. I don't care how much you read. Because see, that's one of those things that we see, or like the prophet would say, you know, you come to knowledge in the stature of a perfect man. Well, I just read. If I need knowledge, I'll just get knowledge. He said, that's not the way it is. He said, that's head knowledge. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead to number five. These are still off the stature of a perfect man. First, you must be born again. And then when you're born again, you have faith. You believe the word. Until you're born again, you'll argue against it. Well, I done this, I done that. He's trying his best to make me say something about denying my birth that I had. I know I was born again. I know right where it's at. I know. Come on. First, you must be born again. And then when you're born again, you have faith. You believe the word. Until you're born again, you'll argue against it. You're just religiously inclined. And you got a little human knowledge that you should do right. You'll never be able to agree upon the word of God. You'll never do it. You've got to be born again. And born again, it produces faith. All right? Then after you get faith, that's right here, faith, F-A-I-T-H, then you're just in position of growing. You're just in position of growing when you have a revelation of Jesus Christ to you as a new birth. Is that what he's saying? You can't be born again without faith. Well, if you got faith, then, now that's not human intellectual understanding. That's real true revelation. There's a difference in brother, let's see, how can I do it? It's in blasphemous name. It might be in statute of program, and I know it's in blasphemous name. Well, brother Brown talks about a lot of people having a portion of these virtues and not even born again. Right? There's good neighbors that live around you, right? Would do anything in the world for you. Right? And not even talk about being born again. Right? But being born, it produces faith. Come on up. Now a lot of people go up. Come on up. Now a lot of people go up to the altar and pray. And this is from Stature of Perfect Man. And say, Lord, forgive me. And a great experience of sanctification comes upon them and things. Then you have a great time. Get up to the altar shouting. You go back, bless God, I got it. Now, what did he say? No. You just started to the place where you can grow. A great experience of sanctification. And you come up shouting. You remember that? Wade's preached on it enough. You ought to know it from that. But I preached on it enough to know one thing over and over. What? Sanctification is the most dangerous stage there is in the new birth process or anything. Why? Because it's so deceiving. You come forth at sanctification. You get new desires. You get new thoughts. You get new things. You stay away from the world. You get rid of your drinking, your smoking. You get rid of all of those things. You stop doing them things. You want to go to church. You do things. You want to become a help to everybody. And you're just at sanctification. You ain't even born again. But yet you think you are. Well, you know, have you ever heard people say it? Or how many times you said it yourself? Well, I wouldn't act like I did if it wasn't something. Something happened to me now. I'm telling you, something happened to me. Well, praise God. Amen. Something happened to me. And I didn't know anything about this message. That's what I used to tell the people. You know, they'd say, you quit this and you quit that and you don't do this and don't do that. And things, and said, that means you're born again. I said, well, then I must have been born again before I ever even heard of the message. Because I didn't drink, smoke, chew, run around, didn't do none of those things. Doctor was bragging on my wife and all, because even when we had a TV when we were in the Baptist church, we monitored our TV and got rid of it real quick. Not when we heard the message. We began to see that things was wrong. And she was telling the doctor about it, and the lady was just elated to think that people would be that way. Well, why not? We were claiming to be Christians. Right? All right. You just started to a place where you can grow. You just got on the foundation. You're just laying that because sanctification is a good part. Now, foundation is faith. You're going to read it in just a second, so don't misunderstand. And there's where the little, where the things come in this morning. We're going to talk about now, all right, a house. This foundation is first. What is the foundation of Christianity? Faith in the Word of God. That's your foundation. Then you begin to grow. Then you start, you begin to add to this foundation. See, that's why the people couldn't understand Brother Branham. A lot of you know what I'm talking about is the truth. That back there in the 70s and the late 60s and the 70s, a man was going around preaching that you didn't have the Holy Ghost until you got up to the top of the pyramid and got the headstone. Let's see. Brother Brandon says your foundation is faith.
Right.
What would it be if you were having to wait until you get all the way up here? That's what a lot of people think is the reason we're around here now. It's because we got to wait until we get right up here before we even get born again. Brother so-and-so taught that. I don't care what so-and-so taught. I didn't argue with nobody then. I didn't argue with them. I just told it like it is. I just sat down with one brother and laid it out and said, there's where the prophet said that he met people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, just like on the day of Pentecost, 50 years before him. And I said, now there you are, brother. That's the reason that I don't believe what you're saying. Because the prophet taught it different. He taught you're born again at faith. If you're not born again at faith, how are you going to get a foundation? You realize where you would be if you wait until you get to the headstone and then you finally find out there's my foundation right up there. Brother Branham said the disciples didn't have that headstone. Now, Cole, come on, I can quote with you. He said the disciples had these virtues. Right?
Right.
He made the statement of that. But then he made the statement of what? He said they didn't have the headstone because the headstone hadn't come.
Right.
Right. Huh? But you see, faith is a revelation. A revelation of God's Word to you and I. Let's see, where'd we get to? We're on paragraph 134. Mm-hmm. Great experience, 132. Oh, sanctification comes upon you, and things, and you have a great time. Get up from the altar shouting. You go back, say, bless God, I got it. No, you just started to a place where you can grow. You ain't done nothing yet. The only thing you've done is laid the foundation. You just started working on it. Come on. What is the foundation of Christianity? Faith in the Word of God. That's your foundation. Then you begin to grow. Then you start. You begin to add to this foundation. Now, we're going to pull this point right here and remember my point I told you to remember. Every one of those virtues is the same material. Because every one of them is the Word of God that's revealed to you.
Amen.
You'll find one of these days we get around to it, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see why it's been so long trying to bring it. How do you get those virtues? By the Word being revealed to you.
Right.
Well, Brother Dale, I don't like revelation. Y'all preach on revelation, revelation. I don't like. Well, that goes to show you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Did I offend you? That goes to show you don't know what I'm talking about. I want a revelation, don't you?
Amen.
I want a revelation more than anything.
Right.
Yeah, but you just in them old seals and in them old Daniels. Well, did the prophet preach it?
Right.
Is it in the Daniel 70 Weeks book? One of the three books? Is it in there? Where Brother Brown said, if you don't understand this Daniel 70 Weeks, you ain't going to understand the seals and things. He said that. But how can you get the people to try to get them to study Daniel 70 weeks? They don't want it. Because he says this and he says something looks like different here. I've proved that over and over. Be glad to sit down with you. Take my book and you can have it and we'll sit down and read it. He was so perfect till he mathematically knew exactly what 1977 was. And still is. What about a man that could come out with a third grade education and he'd come out and he'd say, Megan, exactly 3,430 years. And you try to figure that thing out with the Jubilees and things, you go haywire. All you got to do what he said according to Leviticus 25:8. Leviticus 25:8 says 770 is 49. 49 times 70 is 3,430. You want to multiply and see? He knew exactly what he's talking about. Amen. Right. But he said, don't you say that I said the rapture would come in 77. No way. Come on. All right. Let's get to this point and we'll quit on it. Go on to 5A. It'd be the next one. So you can see I added these things in later. But, okay. 227. Pull it back down a little. Okay, right there. Now, if you got it like add to your faith, if you still blow up and sice and fuss and stew and carry on, you ain't got no. You can't add that because it won't add. Now, listen to it. How come it won't add? How come our ideas, our thoughts, our opinions won't add to the Word of God? Because it's different material. It's different material. What I think God means and says is a different material from what he says and means. Amen. You like it that way? I do. What he says and means is right. What I say and mean can be my own thoughts and ideas and concept.
That's right.
Okay? Go for it like that. They put a rag around his head and his eyes and put on to prophesy and we'll believe you. But he had temperance. Now, if you got it like that, add it to your faith. If you still blow up and sice and fuss and stew and carry on, you ain't got no, you can't add that because it won't add. See, it won't vulcanize. You couldn't take a piece of rubber, you know, and vulcanize it to a piece of iron. See, it won't, it just won't work. No, it's got to be flexible, just like the rubber is, see? And when your faith and your temperance becomes the same kind of Holy Ghost temperance that he had, then it will vulcanize with him. You're added to it. When your virtue is like his virtue, then it'll add to it. When your knowledge is like his. So what is it? If the foundation of all Christianity is based upon faith, if the new birth is the word revealed to you, right? If it's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you, then what would we hunt somewhere else to try to find virtue? Huh? He said, now, it's not that kind of virtue to talk about. See, these things are not what we think they are. They're the nature of Almighty God instilled up into each one of us. And as he gets on over, if you want them, I'll be glad to give them to you. The invisible union of the bride of Christ. That's my message to you, church. You, that's a union. Spiritual union by the word that you're dead to these old husbands. You're born anew. Don't try to dig him up. He's dead. If you're a born again Christian, then that little germ that was predestinated in you, it's word coming on word, on word, on word, on word. and come into full stature of Christ. So what are these virtues? The life of Jesus Christ. Starting at the faith of Jesus Christ, then it becomes the virtue of Jesus Christ. The knowledge, the temperance, the patience. It's all in Jesus Christ. Huh? Because it's all the same material. Do you understand? There's no difference in the faith of a born-again believer and the love of the headstone as far as what they are. One could be greater than others, yes. More marvelous in understanding, yes. But it's the same material. Right? So now you see why that I emphatically state and try to drive so hard and been at it and we'll keep at it and whatever. It's just a revelation of Jesus Christ. So the headstone is a revelation of Jesus Christ. The new birth is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Marriage and divorce is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Daniel 70 weeks is a revelation of Jesus Christ. The seals is a revelation of Jesus Christ. The entire Bible is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Right? So we don't have to hunt for something different. Just take what God has given us. Amen. And let that be a growth development. Yes. Come on, brothers. Let that be a growth development. And then when you see the, when we get to it this afternoon, when you talk about add to your faith. Now, how is that your faith? That is what Scripture said.
Right.
Add to your faith. Got to be the same material. That's what I was getting out of the way this morning. That's the thought. To get this point out of the way. It's got to be the same material. It is easy to follow it. It's just a growth development. It's being born again.
Amen.
More of the same material. Just being added in your birth. Growing in grace and knowledge. Is that Scripture? Is that things? Add to your faith. Virtue. Well, what if you don't have faith? You can't add virtue. Right? That's sensible. So you get faith first. You get the new birth. That's why it's so simple. But it's a mystery how that God can come down into a human being and live in you and I and give us of his own life, his own nature, his own ways, his own doing, to give it to us, to live in us, to make us his children. It's not a hard thing to do. Well, then we're going to find out it's a very simple thing to add virtue. It's a very simple thing to add knowledge. You just got to know what it is. But if you realize and keep this thing in mind, whatever it is that you're going to add is going to be the same nature, way, person, being, word, added to word. Visible union we just read to where it comes out to the stature of Jesus Christ. You see why it's been so long, the prophet off the scene now for 50 years? You see it's why it's been so long? It's because people don't want to listen to the new birth. Oh, I already got it. What I need to listen to Brother Dale about a new birth, I already got it. He can't tell me I ain't got it. I ain't never tried to tell nobody they didn't have it. But I will tell you one thing for certain for you and me. If it's not what God says, then what we think we got ain't right. That's right. If what we think we ain't got it. So why not do something about it? I'd rather spend all of my life searching after God and come find out one day that he'd tell me I'd had it all along, that I'd not searched after him at all. You realize then, parents, what I'm talking about? If we spent our time teaching our children, they would know what the new birth is. But if we read Greer's Almanac, all of these things, you know, try to get some kind of... Well, I tell you what, I'd always wondered about this, and I read Greer's Almanac, and God spoke to me. Well, I ain't going to say he didn't. I ain't going to say he didn't, but I ain't going to say he did. But it's not according to Greer's Almanac. It's according to the Word of God. It's what he has to say. Let's stand. What we got, brother?
From Bethlehem's manger
came forth
a stranger.
Lord, give me your love, your joy, your peace, your goodness. Give me all of these things that you have.
How rich his favor on earth I long to be like him.
Say that by your stripes we're healed. For what our brother has a need of is already finished because we confess it as to be. Now you come on the scene and make it a manifestation. You said you'd heal us and deliver us from all afflictions if we just believe you. And we thank you, Father. Now we're committed to you in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Ask you to reach down and touch him. Take away that problem, Father, and let your love and manifestation be there in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Stand here and hear our brother say he wants to be a better Christian. We love you, Father. Now you just come on the scene with him and you give him what he's asking for. We thank you in Jesus' name. Anybody else? He wanted us to be a better Christian. Just want to be a Christian and live for Christ. Remember the talk now. The same material. Faith in the Word of God. And when it's brought forth in manifestation, it will be virtue or knowledge or temperance or whatever we have need of. Father, we thank you for this day and your grace, and we just ask you to go with us now as we go eat a natural meal. Bring us back together this afternoon. Bless and guide each and every one of us. Remember the sick among us. And Lord, you promised it. And we thank you that you'd be there to heal and deliver and guide each one now. Keep us in your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.